Welcome to Waterbrook Church, located in Victoria, Minnesota. Thank you for joining us today as Pastor Kevin Dilby continues his series in Ephesians. Today's sermon is entitled, From the Sin of Stealing to the Grace of Giving. This Sunday, we studied the gospel of generosity, the end of stealing. We live in a world that is wrestling with consumption, self-absorption, and greed. When Christ changes the heart of God's people, their gratitude for grace and their love for God and others completely transforms their ambition. Holy ambition creates passionate generosity. Thieves become givers. Come, let's consider how the gospel makes givers out of us all. Let's worship together.
Let me recognize this morning that it is not easy all the time to walk into worship. And there are so many dynamics that go on in our lives, and some of them are deeply distressing. And I'm going to begin by reading from Lamentations chapter 3. And if you've ever read the book of Lamentations, it's pretty depressing, in part, because Jeremiah is suffering and lamenting the hardships of his life. But in the middle of Lamentations chapter 3, he cries out to the Lord. And he says, remember my afflictions and my wandering, the wormwood and the gall, which means his misery. My soul continually remembers it and is bowed down within me. And I can easily imagine that some of you feel like you're bowed down. Your soul is low, that you're discouraged. But then he says, this is what I call to mind, therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. There's a fountain with God that never ceases. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are, anybody finish it with me? They are new every morning. His mercies are new every morning. There's new mercy for you today. Grace for today. The loving kindness of the Lord never fails. Great is his faithfulness. So let's turn our hearts towards the unfailing love of God, his mercies. Would you stand? Let's sing to the Lord together.
It's great to greet each other. Fellowship is a great part of the church here. Of course, it's one of our names. But we've got kind of a special event this morning that we can all participate in as a church family. We have a baby dedication for the Swanson family. So Kevin's going to lead that. Guys, if you'll come up.
Welcome, Swansons. And Washingtons? Keppels, are you coming up? Nope, just Washingtons are coming up. You can come up. I didn't know what you had planned. Okay. This is a special moment, obviously, and we're really thankful to God for Matthias's life. And let's just say a couple things. One is when we started worship this morning, we talked about God's mercy new every morning, and then we just sang forever and forever. Isn't that a glorious thing? For all generations, right from the get-go. So as you're raising your child, day one, we can rejoice that God's mercies are new all the way and forever. And so at Waterbrook, our desire is to see all generations hearing of the glory of the Lord and finding rest in Him. But when we come to child dedication, we actually call it parent-child dedication because Nate and Sarah are coming today to commit themselves to raising up Matthias in the ways of the Lord. And so I'm going to talk to you, but I'm not going to take Matthias because it could get bad. I will pray with you. And we're glad to have the Washingtons who really are invested in their lives, but we as a church family are committed to one another. We are investing ourselves. So I'm going to ask you questions at the end, but I will try to talk carefully. He's crabby today. Usually that happens. Psalm 139 recognizes that every human life before birth is formed by God. So listen to the scriptures. David says, for you created my inmost being, and you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. Matthias is fearfully and wonderfully made. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. You saw my unformed body. All the days of my life ordained for me were written in your book before any one of them came to pass. You thinking about that? Every day of this young guy's life has already been written down by a loving Father with a good purpose. We can take comfort in that. How precious are your thoughts, O God? How vast is them? So, Nate and Sarah, welcome. I'm going to talk to you first.
All right.
I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and I want you to answer them before the Lord and the people that love you, your church family. This child that you hold is a gift from our Heavenly Father. Before the thought of this little boy entered your mind, the Lord had already determined that Matthias would be born, and you, Nate, and you, Sarah, would become his parents. Matthias's birth is therefore an occasion to celebrate and to reflect on God's goodness. So do you acknowledge that Matthias is a gift from God given to the two of you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you acknowledge that God has entrusted you two with the care and stewardship of Matthias's life as he grows up within your home?
Yes.
Okay. Scripture commands you as parents to teach your child about the Lord. Deuteronomy 6 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children." So you're the teachers. "And you shall talk of them when you sit down in your house, when you walk by the way, and you lie down, and when you rise." Ephesians 6 says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the nurture and the instruction of the Lord." So it is through the word that Matthias will be adequately equipped for the challenges of life and sufficiently prepared to meet the Lord one day. But your calling is not simply to teach him about Jesus. You're to model a life of faith, love, and obedience to Christ. You're to pray for the Spirit of Christ to transform Matthias through the message of the gospel. You're to persevere in seeking that Christ would be formed in Matthias. Therefore, the birth of your son needs to inspire both of you for a greater resolve to let Christ shine through you, being ever more intentional in your pursuit of Christ and the supremacy of God in your home. So is it your intent to devote yourself to the path of discipling Matthias alongside Brenna and Connor?
Yes.
It is. Okay. Church family, this is our family. This little guy is part of our family. God's brought him here. So I'm going to ask you, along with the Washingtons who are standing committing yourself as mentors and friends and co-laborers in the Lord, as a church family, Nate and Sarah and their kids are our family. As a church family, we need to walk alongside Nate and Sarah in their efforts to portray Christ to Matthias. We are called to be brothers and sisters in Christ who love them, pray for them, and exhibit godly characteristics, and thus provide continuity in our church family with what's being taught at home, what's being seen here. So do you as a church family, as part of Waterbrook, agree to serve this family in that way? If so, respond by saying, "We do."
We do.
We do. Thank you. I'm going to ask the whole church family to stand, and we're going to pray a blessing over Matthias today. And let's just stand together. Let's pray God's grace upon Nate and Sarah and Matthias. Father, we bow before you, acknowledging that Matthias was made by your will. And he has a purpose that you have created him for. And there is beauty and wonder and splendor in just contemplating the value of his life. Thank you that he was formed. Thank you that he was born. Thank you that you purposed Nate and Sarah to be his mom and dad. And so we just pray, dear God, now bless this family. Make Jesus precious to them. Whatever the number of our days in this short life, dear God, may Jesus be seen and loved and adored. Protect them from the evil one and encourage them in difficult, trying times. May we find Jesus to be ever more alive and powerful and present in our lives because we're engaged in Matthias's life. And we pray over Matthias, show him Jesus. Show him the wonderful Savior. cause him to know how much you love him, all that you are for him. We pray and bless him in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray together. Amen. 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 All God's people said? Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening today. To find out more about our church, go to www.wbfellowship.org. If you have a prayer request today, we'd love to hear from you. Go to our website and click Prayer Ministries. Have a blessed day.